Welcome back to the programme. Patrick, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Sean.
Patrick Coyle from Derry, who I've been telling the listeners just before you came on, Patrick, you've done something quite incredible. You have shed, is it two-thirds of your body weight?
Yeah, more or less. About 16, 17 stone.
I'm looking at you in this photograph where you're standing with your no top on and you're 36 stone there or something like that.
Yeah.
Why did you pose for that? Was that the beginning of the diet?
That was the beginning, yeah. That was the 1st of January 2012. And what I'd said to my mum was if she could take a photo just so I could see, I get a look at myself, really, like, and looked at it, and then I kind of decided, you know what, I'll take this day by day and see how it goes. And then what it actually turned into then was I got a photo taken in that same spot every month for that first year. So 1st of February, 1st of March, and so on. I just kind of snowballed from there, and then once I started to see the results in the pictures, that's what just sort of kept me going, kept giving me the motivation to keep on going.
Who came up with that idea?
That was my own idea.
Hmm. So were you disgusted with yourself, Patrick? What created this?
I've always been happy enough. I was never kind of depressed about my weight or whatnot. I was sick of being heavy, but I was sick. I kind of reached the point where I had enough. And I kind of think for a lot of people in the similar position, you have to reach that point yourself. There's no point in anybody telling you when you should lose weight, or you don't think it's time to lose weight. Something has to click in your own head, and I think that was just the right time. It was just...
What about people getting on to you about it, like mum or anyone saying, you know, I don't know whether your mum got on to you, but people getting on to you and saying, phew, boy, you need to lose a bit of weight, or whatever it is. Did that bother you?
It did when they said it, but then it was kind of like, after they said it, it was... I forgot about it, if you know what I mean. I put it out of my head, so it didn't really bother. It didn't play on my mind.
Mm. Did it affect your confidence going out?
Definitely does. Definitely did affect confidence. For me, it was like I've always been kind of a guy that likes to go to concerts and music festivals. And then towards, like, just before I started losing the weight, it got to the point where even going on them was kind of uncomfortable. And, you know, it was a lot of work. You're carrying around a lot of weight. You know, if you're going to a concert and you're standing for maybe 4, 5, 6 hours, that's a lot of weight to be standing in the one spot for that period of time. You just got tired very quickly, and it's starting to take the enjoyment out of the things I liked doing.
What about sitting on chairs in, you know, on a plane or in a theatre or anywhere else?
Well, the theatres and things like that weren't too bad, but for planes was tough because I could get under the seat, but I always had to ask for the extension for the seatbelt. So I used to have, and that was very embarrassing. That always sort of get it, put me off a wee bit of flying and whatnot. And then you always were very self-conscious of people sitting beside you, you know.
Because your belly's leaning over on them or something.
Yeah, if you were kind of squashing them a wee bit, maybe,
And did people look at you when you're on play? You know, say there would be somebody sitting next to you and they see you coming, would they look and say, oh, God, he's not going to sit next to me, is he? You know, I've heard people say that.
I've never had any bad remarks in regards to that. Not that I can remember anyway, but I was always very self-conscious of it myself. Mm. No wonder, is people thinking this, or is people disgusted, or, you know, people never actually said anything to me, but I always imagined they were thinking it, and that kind of made me, like, very self-conscious.
What were you eating at the height of your difficulties, 36 stone, a young man? What age were you then, by the way?
Well, when I first started, I was 27.
27. So, so what were you eating?
Everything and anything. My diet would have been like, just thought of, you know, there was no sort of anything particular. I've had a big appetite, and I've always had a big appetite. And even to this day, I still do, but now I know how to manage it better. But, you know, I could have a big lunch, a big dinner, and then have something else. And then just that combined with, you know, at the time I had a very sedentary job. I was always sitting down, not very active. It just snowballs. Mm. You know, it builds up over a period of time.
Lots of chocolates, you know. Lots of toast, lots of burgers, lots of chips.
Yeah, it would have been under the fact. I do like fast food, and I still do. Fast food would have been a big thing for me as well, yeah. But I'd be the kind of guy I could have my dinner in the house, and then if I was going out with friends later on, I could probably maybe go and get some food with them as well. You know, when you can't really be doing them kind of things if you're looking to try and stay lean or have a healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
So I could have done them kind of things, yeah.
We're talking to Patrick Cole from Derry. He's done amazingly well. He decided himself he wanted to lose weight. He stood in front of a door and he said, take a picture of me, Mum. And he's very large in this picture and he's got no top on and he's standing there. And I would guarantee anybody walking past him in the street today would not know him as the same person because he looks so different. Because I'm looking at the pictures of you here. I mean, you look incredible and you've lost how much?
About 17, maybe. It's touching 18 stone now, but it's roughly around 17.
So you've actually, if you tried to lift you up now, yourself, and yeah. Walk around for a few hours, I mean, you just couldn't do it, could you? But that's what you were doing.
I couldn't. Like, well, one of my targets in the gym now was certain weightlifting. I've always, like, set targets. They'd maybe try and lift my old weight as a weight, no, it's maybe for one rep, and I've achieved it once, but it's very, very difficult. I couldn't walk around with it anyway. Even if I actually strapped maybe about 10 kilos on my back, I don't think I would last very long walking around.
But you did.
I know, I did. It's crazy to actually think about that. You know, it's when you think about it, it is very crazy. It's very surreal.
Yeah. Because somebody said, I think, when I was watching one of these programs where they were doing an operation on a person, you know, that needed to have a bypass or wanted a bypass or needed it, whatever. And they said that the actual muscle area is quite strong when they were trying to cut through. They say you have to remember because it's been holding this weight.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed. My back and legs are very muscular after losing a lot of weight. Back and legs especially. That goes to the reason if you're walking around carrying nearly 500 pounds every day of the week over a period of time, your legs are going to develop a bit of muscle strength.
Yeah, certainly. Now, well done, by the way, to this man. Great story. Keep a lid, says a caller. Another caller says, that man is so right and fair play to him. My family constantly berate me about my weight. What they fail to understand is that it doesn't help me. They have to let me deal with the issue. In other words, what you're saying is people get on to you and get on to you. It's when you're ready and you were ready that day when you said, Mom, take a picture of me. When you looked at that picture, what did you think, honestly?
I looked at it and said, you know what? I just sort of said to myself, you're 27. If you want to love to see 47, 57, then you don't think it's time maybe you've done something. You know, maybe take a bit of action. Nobody else can do it for. Could have done it for me except me. You know, I had to take action myself. So that was the kind of thing I had to say to myself. Like, take responsibility.
What about your blood pressure? Did you have it checked at the time, or...?
Well, the last time I would have had it, I had it checked a few months before. I can't remember the exact figures, but it wasn't great. They said it wasn't great. But within the first few months, I started to lose the weight. Like, all my blood pressure and my rest and heart rate and whatnot had improved dramatically, like, day and night. Like, the health markers were big improvements. Not that even... That was actually quicker than actually losing the actual fat. The health improvements were very, very, like, within the first 2-3 months, you've seen a stark improvement.
What did you start doing?
I started off doing just cardio, you know, for exercise, just walking, a lot of walking. And I had my gym membership, so I just went down. I would put the treadmill on a steep incline, like hill walking, and then just walk at a slow pace. Just anything to sort of get me out of breath and feel my heart moving. That's all things I incorporate into my routine today. Just getting the heart beating. And once your heart's beating and you're starting to get a bit out of breath, your body's burning calories fast. You're starting to burn fat. You know, it's like starting a fire inside your body.
Yeah, but that's one thing, but it's what goes in, isn't it? I mean, at the end of the day, it's...
Yeah.
That's the big one, is what you're taking in. I mean, that's going to obviously make a difference.
Big
exercise.
Big time. The way I looked at it for myself was, or when I started, prior to that photo and me actually starting, I started to do a lot of research around losing weight, and like there is a lot of myths out there. There's a lot of, you know, and it's a big industry where people trying to sell numerous programs and foods and whatnot, and people get lost in all that because they don't know what exactly they should be doing. So for me, it was just starting to factor. What exactly does it take for a body to lose weight? No, it's not like there's no special food. There's no magic diet. There's no magic pill. It's what does a body need? And it's just your body needs to consume less food or calories than what you expend over a period of time.
It's interesting.
That's the way I looked at it.
There's a guy, I must get him on, actually, and he's helping people at the moment by helping them through fitness and that. And I think he had the opposite problem to you. I think his problem was he felt he was too thin. But anyway, we'll have a chat to him maybe tomorrow and another day. It's just interesting because he's just come into my head now, and he did, you know, he sent me a note about it. So anyway, you've lost all this weight, but there's a problem with it. So we'll find out why you need help now after losing all that weight and looking so well. Paddy's on the line. He's from Derry. He's called Paddy Coyle. He's done something incredible, really. Said to Mum, take a photograph of me, Mum, in front of this door with me shorts or me pants on, and I'm going to see what I really look like and I'm going to lose weight. He did just that. He didn't just lose a bit of weight. He lost half of his body, well, two-thirds, actually, of his body weight. So you're at the moment, Patrick, you're what, about 14 stone?
Yeah, roughly around that, yeah.
And you were 36 stone?
Yeah, I could have been more because, say, the first time I stood on the scale, say, at air. So I don't know the exact starting figure.
There was a programme on the television the other week, I don't know whether it was called The Fattest Man in Britain or something, you know, and it was a well-publicised story of this man who lived in Britain, and he was in his house, pretty much confined there, had to have carers, you know. It was very hard viewing, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it was getting...
I find it difficult to watch that kind of stuff as well, yeah, good. Very, very, very difficult viewing.
Because it was just getting worse and worse. And I mean, he couldn't go to the toilet, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, you were heading that way.
Very possible I could have ended up that way, yeah, if I had kept going down the road I was going, yeah.
Anyway, you've lost that weight now. How much of this was willpower, or what do you think it was? Because you did that app as well. You used an app, didn't you?
Yeah, I used MyFitnessPal, available on all smartphones. You track your food. It has all food brands. It can scan barcodes, and then you just work out your portion size for you weighing it on a scale or whatever, and then just put it into your day. You know, and you just sort of have an idea, an online diary of what you've ate for that day. It keeps you accountable, so you know what you've ate. So you can't lie to yourself either. You can't say, you know what, I didn't have that much. I can probably have this now. Just keeps you in line. But in regards to willpower, it was for me at this. Once I got into it and made it a routine, it just sort of came second nature. It wasn't as if it became very difficult. At the start, it was just getting into that routine, and then once it became routine, it just sort of, everything just sort of fell into place, if you know what I mean.
Right. We've just been in contact with the other person, Aidan, and he's going to come on tomorrow. He had the opposite problem, too thin for him. So you can imagine, I know you think, gosh, I'd love to be that thin. He had the other problem, thinking he was too thin. So, you know, people often, be careful what you wish for, you know. Now, you're in a happy place in terms of how you're looking, but you're in an unhappy place because of now the leftovers, the fat,
the
skin.
Dreaded skin, that's what's left over. First of all, like to say, anybody but us was in the situation I was in, or even maybe not as severe. A lot of people say to me they don't want to lose weight because they're afraid of the loose skin afterwards. Firstly, just say, don't let that put you off, because it's still, the improvement in your life is tenfold. It's skin or not, it's still far better than what I would rather look like I do now than what I did a few years back. But after all the hard work, and still doing all the hard work, left with around a kilo of loose skin. The last time I had it measured, it's probably a wee bit more now because I've lost more fat. And it's mostly around my chest and the lower belly. So that's what I'm left with now. And it plays in my head. It's still the same kind of confidence issues come back in from maybe when I was heavy. Now I still think, like, when wearing clothes, it's not noticeable, obviously. But it's just when I take my top off and I see myself, it's kind of, you know.
Or if you're changing in the gym or whatever, people would see it as well, please.
Yeah, and now people have said to me, people who have seen it have said, like, you know, it's something, like, when they see it, it's not something they immediately go, oh, look at all that skin. It's just, they don't, you know, it's not something that strikes their mind. But for me, it does, if you know what I mean. Still, every time I look at it in the mirror, I still see, whoa, you know, look at that. I wish I didn't have that.
So you've got an option,
you know, to...
Yeah, you've an op. Sorry, you've an option now to go to Poland and get it Poland and get it removed. Yeah. Why Poland?
Poland. two reasons. First of all, I tried here on the NHS a few times, and about that, my GP was great, trying to get me referred for surgery, and she tried and tried, tried her best, and the furthest I ever got was to see a surgeon in Altmagelvin, the Altmagelvin Hospital here in Derry, and he referred me then on to the plastic surgeon, but then it was turned down at that end. So I think it was six times in all over the 3 year period where I tried to actually get the skin sort of the free NHS. And then I was kind of just left at a point where I said, you know what, I'm probably never going to get this sorted, because looking at it, to get it done privately in the UK or Ireland was going to cost, for the surgery I needed, you were looking at about £20,000 to £30,000. And then that's not including appointment fees.
Okay.
And it just doesn't financially viable. So,
okay. They wouldn't see it as a health issue for you. They would see it as cosmetic, really, wouldn't they? It's not like,
yeah,
it's not like a bypass that they might say, well, if we give this man a bypass or gastric band, we could be helping his health. With you, that you've done that hard work, you've got the weight off. In fact, you are going to save the health service a lot of money, because you're not going to need blood pressure medication at the moment. You're not going to need all of those things that could have happened. You would have, your health was on the way down big time. You know, you would have cost the health service a lot of money. So
in the long run, I would have,
You would have. And even at this stage, you could have been costing them a lot. Anything could have happened to you. Heart attack.
Yeah.
At this point in time, your health's great. You're doing the gym. You've done everything you can. Now you need the skin removed. Now, you're trying to raise the funds for it. Now, this gives a dilemma for some people, because they would say, oh, no, I'd rather give that to the hospice. What is this man to lose his skin? What's that about? How would you encourage, because I know people have been helping you. You've set up a page, haven't you?
Yeah, the page initially was, I was encouraged by friends, families, work colleagues, and then, being honest, random people in the street who knew my story, just through seeing me through Facebook or friends of friends, and they're all like looking to offer me a donation, because they'd heard I was going to get it done, and I'd always turned them down. I'd always say, no, you know what, it's not your problem, it's my. And then it just sort of got to a point where people were starting to, you know what, let us help. We're your friends, we're your family, we've supported you. But I didn't want to be a kind of like just taking money off people. So what I thought was, I'll set one of these up, and it'll be somewhere where it's transparent, where they can see where their money's actually there. And, you know, it's fuzzable, the mall, it's not, you know, they can see the money's there. I didn't want people thinking maybe I was taking money and spending it on something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they can see their money's there. It'll be withdrawn when I go to get the surgery. And so I had set up, and then they were like, you know what? You have so many people out there who you've helped. Because I get a lot of Facebook private messages from people all over the world looking for help and advice.
Mm.
And they're like, why don't you put it out there? People do want to help. And I was kind of a wee bit apprehensive about that. And I have to be honest, the anxiety of actually posting it live on my Facebook the other night, I think I posted it and then just turned everything off and went to bed. I couldn't. I was afraid, but the response has been great. It was encouragement by friends and families to put it out there and say, you know what, let people help. If they want to help, it's their choice.
Okay, you need £5,000.
Yep.
How much have you got so far?
Just under 900 on the website, and then in cash. People have just started coming up to me in the gym and saying, look, I'd really love to make a donation, and just cash donations is probably sitting around just roughly about 150, so we're just over the first 1,000.
Okay, that's reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah, then that's not even in a week.
And it's the GoFundMe page.
It is a GoFundMe page, yeah, that's right.
Just under Patrick Coyle.
Yeah, it's Patrick Coyle Fund.
Patrick Coyle Fund, okay.
Yeah.
And when can you have the operation?
Well, I've been in contact with the surgery already, obviously, and they scheduled on already for April the 11th this year.
Okay.
I think it's either 11th or 12th. It's the first month, a Monday anyway.
And it's going to be sore, isn't it?
Now, part of the recovery is very brutal. Yeah, it's very, very painful, the recovery. Very. From everything I've read online and people I've contacted online who's had the surgery, a part of the recovery is very, very severe.
Okay, but you want to do it? You think it's worth it?
Yeah, I think it's worth it. For me, it's the last part of the whole weight loss journey. It's the last final piece.
Okay, well, Patrick, we had a mother on to us to say she's really worried about her son because he's 30 and he's very heavy, and she's just so worried about him. Now, I know you're not a doctor, so that mother should be speaking to, the son should be speaking to a medical person, but if she did want to have a chat to you, would you be happy to talk to her off air?
Yeah, she could also contact me on my Facebook if she wants.
Privately, yeah.
Yeah, she can. Send me a private message on Facebook.
Okay.
No problem.
We'll put those details up on our Facebook as well. Sean Doherty showed us see more about this story, and we might even put the interview up again so people can hear what you had to say. Patrick, we wish you well. We'll follow your progress, right. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.